Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. You consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to my Sunday broadcast. So, I had something kind of cool happen. A couple weeks ago, I got to do a tour of the Liberace Mansion here in Las Vegas, and it was awesome. The new owner gave me a full tour of this property. And one of the things that happened was not only did I get to see the whole property, but I got to do a reading. And, you know, it's neat to walk into a place and just get such amazing energy. It's fun to walk into a place and feel like you're almost being hugged by the house. I know that's odd, but that's what it felt like. The other cool thing is that Liberace, back in the day when he built this house, he actually took two houses that were next to each other and then built a hallway between the two houses and built a full ballroom in the back of the house. So this little house from the outside doesn't look like much, but it's something like 14,000 square feet. It's amazing. And I think there's 13 bathrooms in this house and two bedrooms. It's just kind of a crack up. But anyway, the neat thing about it is that back when this house was being built, Liberace hired a descendant of Michelangelo and had a copy of the Sistine Chapel painted on a ceiling in his bedroom. It was just awesome. So anyway, I just want to let you know that the review journal featured my walking around the house with the new owner. And there's a video. So if you go to the review journal and look up the real estate section, so reviewjournal.com, lvrj.com, look up the real estate section, and I'm right there. It's also posted on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook. So if you wanted to play the video, it's kind of fun. But I wanted to let you know that was a really, really cool experience. And then what was also cool is they had the feature about me on the front page of the real estate section of the paper. So there's this feature about me doing a reading in the house, and then on the right on the column is a Q&A with Teresa Caputo. So I made the same page of the paper as Teresa Caputo, so I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, so as I like to do on Sundays is I like to draw a card of the week. And what this card is talking about is taking action on what you want. So here's the thing. The way I want you to view yourself is perfect for something you want to go after. So instead of thinking you need more education or more experience or more whatever, the vibration of the week is going after what you want. And with the vibration that you're perfect the way you are for the thing that you want. So that's your card of the week. It literally talks about it's not about waiting anymore. It's about taking action and take it with the vibration that you're already where you need to be to have what you want. So I'm going to take the calls in the order that you have called in, and I'm going to area code 212. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Hi, Bryn. What's your
hi
question?
Is it okay if I ask for a message, or is that too general?
That's a little too general, and that's one of the reasons why folks actually have a reading with me. My my little radio broadcast right now is pretty much designed to just answer a specific question for someone. So what's
okay.
your specific question for me?
Let's see. Well, okay. Here's a good one. I want to ask you the evolution of my painting, where it's going, the artwork that I do.
So I'm going to go with this, all right, that you're very tense or judgmental when you paint.
Yeah, exactly. That's what gets in my way.
Right, and so if you and I'm not actually supporting the idea of getting stoned or drunk, but if you can get, although I do think that
I'll go to the Liberace.
Oh my gosh, that place was so cool. Seriously, it was awesome. So thank you for bringing that up. But I'm a big supporter in legalized cannabis for basically
sure.
a variety of reasons. I also want it to be the purest form for medical usage.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
That.
But
yeah,
anyway,
sure.
so having said that, one of the things that I'd like you to do is shift from actual painting, because you get tense when you paint, and get to the point of being so relaxed that you almost don't look at the canvas when you paint.
Interesting, yeah. Okay.
That you actually, there was, back in high school, there was an experiment that my art teacher did that I thought was actually pretty cool. Because, because you know, we have that perfectionist that sits in judgment. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to take, let's say, a couple of old canvases that you've already painted on. You don't really like the paintings.
Wash
them over in white. Let them dry. And then tomorrow, I want you to take your non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, use your left hand. If you're left-handed, use your right hand. So you take your non-dominant hand, you look away from the canvas, and all you do with a pencil is you just draw what you're feeling with the goal of taking up the whole canvas.
Now, do I draw what I see in front of me without looking at the canvas, or just through my image?
You just draw a feeling.
Any shape, whatever. Not even looking at the canvas.
But one line that starts somewhere in the canvas and ends somewhere else in the canvas, and it takes you about 15 seconds to do.
So 15-second exercise.
So you and then you look at it after you're done. You're not looking at it while you're drawing it. You look at it after you're done, and you look at it and go, what does that look like?
Okay.
And then create the painting from that outline.
Oh, you know, I've done that before by quote unquote accident. I've just did some doodling, you know, and then all of a sudden I see a form, and then I connect the dots. So I know what you mean. That happened, and I never got back to that, but that is a good, it seems like that's a good exercise for loosening up and getting out of the logical, judgmental brain, right?
Right, because the thing is that I'm pretty sure when you were growing up, adults were telling you that you should be a CPA or an engineer or an architect or an accountant or something where your analytical side.
I don't know. My family was in the theater, so we were kind of artistic, and I never got one thing or anything in terms of go to this from my family. You know?
Oh, well, that's awesome, because I pick up a very analytical side to you here.
Well, that's me then. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But what I'm getting is that I want you to be serious about your own happiness, and being serious about your own happiness means that you need to really finally give yourself permission to relax into the receptive and feminine side, so
right,
that the
right,
inspiration that comes to you is not about... it's funny because I told an artist a while ago to be very disciplined, that discipline was going to be her best friend. And and she ended up winning a contest, which was awesome.
Wow.
And
nice.
Now, the discipline could have just been hang in there and stay strong, but it
right,
was whatever
right.
whatever she took as the discipline. With you, I'm going for flight of fancy, freedom, fun,
okay.
easy, and make it about color more than form.
Okay. Interesting, yeah.
But you're supposed to be a success. And one of the things that I'd like you to do is, there's somebody out there that probably has a gallery or is connected to someone with a gallery that owes you a favor, and you may want to ask to see if they can do a showing of your work.
Okay, because I've done some painting before, but not in this kind of freestyle that you're sort of presenting to me, which is kind of what inwardly I'm looking for in terms of
right.
getting out of that judgmental mind mindset,
right.
you know? Yeah.
But make it about color. I mean, here's the thing. Look at nature and see how color goes together.
Right.
And then put those colors together, but in the shape that you've just created, and see what happens. You know, some of the best art I ever saw was the simplest thing in the world. And there's a
right.
restaurant here in Las Vegas that they have pictures of smoke rings.
Okay. Yeah.
it's just black and white pictures of smoke rings, which
wow.
are pretty awesome to look. I mean,
yeah,
it's like wow,
they can be very beautiful.
That's
yeah.
like
yeah.
kind of soothing. So
right.
All right, Bryn,
all right.
thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Yeah, very, very interesting.
See you later.
Do that exercise. Thank you.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hi, who's this?
Valerie.
Oh, hey, Valerie. What's your question?
Hi. I know we can't be too out there, but I was trying to see what would be coming up within the next 3 months, either in work or relationship.
So that's a full reading question. Because that's why people call me, is to kind of get a general overview of what's likely to happen. But I need a specific question. So if you want to focus on career, we can do that. Or if you want to focus on romance, we can do that. Which would you like?
Let's focus on romance.
Awesome. Okay. Good to have your priorities squared.
Yes.
Okay. The next 10 months is all about you doing things that allow you to achieve things with groups of people, because I'm looking at, and as a matter of fact, I think what's going to happen is by you involving yourself, total commitment, into things where you can learn new things with groups of people, that's how you evolve, not only romantically, but in your career. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say money's a little tight right now, but you really do want to get involved in learning some new things. Here in Las Vegas, in Henderson, is the OSHA headquarters, where they do all the training for safety training, like water safety and asbestos and CPR and fire safety and all that, right? Well, the classes last anywhere from a month, you know, to a little longer. Some of the classes are just one class, like CPR. But the cool thing about it is that the classes are free or very, very low cost. And you can actually go through a one-year program and get credentialed by going through these free classes. But the nice thing about it is the majority of these classes draw people that are already employed. Do you see what I mean? So by you learning this new thing and connecting with the people that are also learning the same thing at the same time, what happens is that you end up connecting with people that could not only be a great romantic partner for you, but also could be someone that helps you find a job. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, I'm not looking for a job.
No, but I'm just saying that what I'm saying is that anything you can do to contribute to your learning more, I'm using that as an example. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So
yes.
So let's say you decide to get involved in something that's learning something that actually puts you in the path of a new client or puts you in the path of somebody that can give you a recommendation. But also, because you're learning something, you end up having the ability to be on the same side of the team as somebody else that might be a very attractive potential partner. All right? Another example might be signing up for Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit speaking club that's worldwide. And people learn how to get up in front of large groups of people and present things without being scared to death at the end of it. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about, is that for you to, and the neat thing about it is when I say accomplishing something within the class, Toastmasters is something where you can actually sign up for a public speaking contest, and you actually get a little award or a trophy as a result of that. But the neat thing about it is when you get to the contest level, then you meet all these other people, and they're professional men and women. So it's a better pool to pull from romantically. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So if you were to search toast, as in making a toast, Toastmasters, Las Vegas, or whatever city you live in, and you'll find a bunch of clubs. And you can choose one that'll fit into your schedule, whether it's a lunch one or a breakfast one or after work. I'm telling you that you're about to have everything you want by making a full commitment to the idea that you actually want it.
Okay.
All right, my friend. So, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
And hi, Suzanne.
Hi. I've been making a lot of changes. I have a new job I just started. I'm getting a new apartment. And I'm bigger, and I'm dating men who I don't have to chase who like me. And so
awesome.
My question, do you see my son moving back in with me? And if so, when?
Okay, so if you were interested in actually building a real romantic relationship and not just having a bunch of dates, because I have a question for you. Why would you want your son to move back in with you?
Why not? He's only 14 years old. He's my life. I mean, I can still build a life. I mean, I have a kid.
Okay.
They have to be part of his life, too.
Okay. Because
he's
now
not
here's
20,
the thing.
40, you know, 30 years old.
I know, but here's what I'm getting, is that your son is, like, scary smart, like really smart. And one of the things that he needs to have is a lot of structure and
yes,
focus.
I can give him that. I'm getting a bigger place, and I'm working well. I would have time for him and stuff.
Okay. One more thing I want to say, connected with your son, is that your son should be in some sort of private school where the classes are very, very small.
Yeah, he's in a smaller school now, but he has a friend who goes to, his best friend is in a Catholic school, and that's kind of by me. So he's been talking to his friend about it nonchalantly. I don't know if that's anything.
Okay, that would be an awesome place for him to be. So,
it's a Catholic school.
That's fine. What I'm getting here is that the best reason for him to move and be with you full time would be is if the schooling that he could be presented would be better than where he is now.
Yeah, the school district I'm in now is not that big, and it offers a lot of sports. And
okay, I'm just telling you that your son is freaking brilliant. And
well, he has special needs. He has to get extra classes and stuff like.
Right. That's why I'm telling you that the smaller the class, the better focused, because your son is coming across as brilliant, but not a multitasker, not somebody that can do more than one thing at a time. And I actually mean that as a compliment, not a criticism, because I actually think that if people can focus just on one thing at a time, they can actually see how brilliant they are. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I just think that it would be nice for him to live with me, and you know, he is my only son, and we do have a good bond, and the dad's not the best always either, you know.
Okay, here's the thing.
By choice, he just had more money.
Suzanne, sweetheart, please let me finish a sentence.
Sorry.
I know you're excited about your son and talking to me and everything, but just as soon as I get to a point, you jump in and say something.
Sorry about
that,
yeah.
So it's not allowing me to focus on you, my one thing at a time, right now. Okay, so here's what I want to say. the relationship with you and your son will always be precious and beautiful and loving and wonderful, and there's no question in my mind that you're a kick-ass mom. No question in my mind. What I'm seeing here is that he's somebody that doesn't do change very well. Your son doesn't do change very well. So when I say that there should be focus on one thing at a time, and the reason for him to live with you would be for him to go to a school that actually caters to the fact that your son's a little ADD, a little bit hard to focus, for him to be in a smaller classroom where they can be more hands-on with his own potential, what I'm seeing is the potential for your son is absolutely huge. But I would only move him, I would only disrupt where he is, if you could provide something that's better for him in the long run than where he is right now, okay? Because according to what I'm seeing here, he does like living with his dad.
Okay.
So, but what I'm telling you is that if you can offer, if his buddy said, oh, you know, I'm going to the school, it's pretty awesome, and you can say, well, baby, I can get you in the school if you come live with me, then that's the motivation. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a private school, be kind of expensive, but the school that is in the district where I live now, they have things like extra testing for special needs and stuff like that, and smaller classes. They do have that too, but even though it's a public school, and they have golf stuff that he likes too.
Okay, well,
I want to tell you,
golf is one of the best things in the world for him.
Yeah, I know.
So you're absolutely correct. Golf is probably one of the few things that calms him down to focus. And
right.
I love that. So what it's saying is that I would only disrupt where he is right now if you can provide something that's going to, in the long run, make him better able to be an autonomous adult.
I think I can do that because where he lives, it's very sheltered, and his dad already has him just working on a ferry and living in his house alone, and he's going to go with his girlfriend to Colorado for 6 months when he's 18 and come back and live in the house and bribing him with that, very sheltered.
Okay, like I said, if you can provide something that's going to give him better focus to be an autonomous adult, then I would say yes, go with it. But if it's just to piss off your ex, then I
wouldn't. No, I'm not like that at all. I miss my son like crazy.
I know, but I'm telling you, what I'm trying to tell you is that make it all about the benefit of your son.
I'm not like that. You don't know me, but that's not to piss off his dad. I could care less about his dad. It's because I love my son and because there's a lot more to offer for him out where I am, and it's too sheltered where he lives. That's all.
Okay, like I said, and the whole upshot of your reading is, if you can provide something that's going to make your son a better adult, a better human, then yes, I'm totally for that. But I like the idea of him going to a private Catholic school than where he is right now. Even though it's more expensive, your ex can afford it.
Yeah, he can, but the problem is he wants him not to be with me so much that he would say he wouldn't help pay for anything. He doesn't even want me to be in the kid's life, so it's not me.
It may be that you ask your son where he wants to be. But I have to let you go because we're going back and forth now, and I think that the upshot of what I'm trying to tell you is if you can provide something that's going to make a better situation for your son, especially with the school, then I would totally support it. So thanks for calling in. See you later.
Okay.
All right. I have somebody here from the 337 area code.
Hi.
Hello, 337.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Hi, Candace. How'd you find the program?
I actually was looking around on Blog Talk, and I seen it. I said, well, hey, it's what the heck?
Okay. Well, I like that attitude. What's your question for me?
Well, I know it's kind of taboo, but everybody's asking about their love life, and I would love to know about my love life. It's not taboo. I guess it's something that everybody wants to know. And
I don't care if everybody wants to know it. Okay, there's a guy here that I like a lot. It's likely that he's a Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. He's somebody that's very easygoing, and you can't poke any holes in him. Because, see, what I'm seeing that you do, my friend, is that when you meet a guy that would be good potential for you, you have this tendency to sort of throw down this gauntlet of tests to them. This guy flies through all your tests. He is, I really like him a lot. And what it's saying is that it comes on the idea of you being open to your own new beginning. And that is probably your own new beginning romantically. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this should make real clear sense to you here. This guy is awesome. And here you are going, okay, first I want to make sure he's not a whack job. I want to make sure that he doesn't have past relationships that are going to get in the way of this relationship. Like I'm saying, he just flies right through all your little tests, and then you just need to let the relationship happen. So what I'm seeing in your cards is that this guy could be the romantic partner, your companion of choice, which is what I like to call it, your companion of choice for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yes, that's coming your way. Now, I'm going to give you a little exercise to do, kind of help with your vibration on this. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. I want you to write the name of the last couple of guys that you dated that weren't that great to you. I want you to write down their name and why it didn't work. So you're going to write down their name, why it didn't work. So for any relationship you've had that didn't quite go the way you wanted, you're going to write down their name and why it didn't work. Then you're going to write at the bottom of the sheet of paper, I release these past relationships for the one I deserve. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, and you burn it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. I think that you're going to be calling me within the next few months about this fabulous man you've met, because I like him a lot.
Oh. Is he going to be like a little older, or is he my same age, or?
This says that he's exactly what you're looking for. So if that means a couple years older, then he's a couple years older. But you're about to draw to you the right guy, and the cool thing about it is you don't have to actually change that much about you to meet him. I'll say it this way: you don't have to change your routine to meet him. Do you see what I mean? He's going to cross your path. Either someone's going to introduce you, or you happen to be at something you would normally go to, and you get to meet him.
Cool.
But I'm telling you, you don't have to do much work to make this one happen. So, all right, my friend, thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 623 area code. Hello, 623. Who's this?
Hello, this is Maria. My question is, did I pass the test that I took yesterday?
Oh, let's see. What kind of test was it, Maria?
It's a professional knowledge.
Well, every one of your cards says yes.
Ooh.
And as a matter of fact, there's a card that talks about a big leap forward and that the angels are guiding you to your next step.
Ooh.
And that as soon as you have this added credential, I would tell a bunch of people about it. You might even do kind of like if you have a Facebook page, brag about it on your Facebook page.
Okay.
And then send me an email and let me know that I'm right.
Yes, I will.
All right, my friend. But I'm seeing nothing but awesome for you here. And what's really cool is you get to step away from the past to really move forward. So all the way around, it's a great result. That's what I'm getting.
Thank you.
All right. See you later, Maria. Thanks for calling. All right. I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Keita. How are you?
Hi, Keita. What's your question?
Mona, I just wanted to know, do you see me finding any employment anytime soon that is an actual good fit?
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to open my own business, but in the meantime, I may have to get another job. So I'm in marketing right now. but there's this common theme where it's just either I don't fit or I'm attracting toxic environments.
Okay, so what I'm getting here is that there is a job offer coming, and it's interesting because what industry have you done your best work marketing?
The industry that I'd like to be in is arts and entertainment, but where I'm located geographically in the country, we have a small hub. We don't have a very large hub of that. So a lot of the jobs that come about aren't usually that.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is
But to answer your question, it would probably be arts and entertainment because that's where the passion is.
Because what I'm getting here is that you will work for a man that is incredibly disciplined. That you're going to work for a guy that, and I'll even give you the example of the industry that I'm seeing. It would be like the construction industry or a very, very big developer of some sort that is looking to create a better reputation or the best reputation for their company. And they don't have any clue at all on how to do this from the ground up, social media up. Because, you know, before Facebook, there was no such thing as social media.
Yes.
I mean, well, I'll take it back. What was the one that was before Facebook? Crap, what was the name of it? It was like
MySpace.
Really pot. MySpace. Exactly.
Yeah.
See how that has faded into memory? But that was the one that was the industry leader, and then Facebook stepped in and actually did a way better job. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm getting here for you is that you approach a very large company that's looking to create a presence in every media, and that you, especially if they're looking to recruit people,
mm-hmm.
especially if they're looking to recruit people, because. Or new buyers, because what I'm getting here is that the only thing missing from this one company is that you go to a company that's incredibly structured. So it could be like a large construction company. It could be like a hospital, you know, like
mm-hmm.
a large hospital chain. But
mm-hmm.
what's interesting here is as soon as you show that you've been able to make that kind of a reference or that kind of an impact on the side, because this will be an easy job for you, on the side, you're still going to go after your, representing famous people, arts and media. And you're going to do it from, I just had a thought. Have you ever thought about setting yourself up as a movie reviewer?
No.
Because here's the way that you could actually get into that, because once people start reaching out to you that are maybe connected with the film and movie industry, but you set yourself up as a movie reviewer and you come up with a clever name for it. And I have some ideas, but I don't want to blurt them out because I don't want others to hear them. So if you don't mind emailing me, put your full phone number so that I know it's you and I on your message, and I'll send you back a couple of ideas I have for a name. But it could be a name that sounds a lot like something that's already in existence. You just change it for you.
Okay.
Okay, because once you actually get to that, what happens is that you may only post reviews of movies that you like, but you're going to have to stay active with it every week.
Okay.
And you may end up getting movie studios once you get more popular to actually send you movies before they're released to watch them and review them. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
And then you can evolve it from there, because it could from there turn into a live interview program that you do on the internet or on TV. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And because the more visual it becomes, the more appealing it is.
Okay.
But I'm telling you that you're going to get a regular job working for a man that's very disciplined, and that I want you to give yourself about a year and a half to develop something on the side that's all yours, and that once people think of you as an expert, and then you just start flooding Twitter with your newest movie review.
Okay.
You see what I mean? And
okay.
And in other words, you're creating your own brand, but you're not going to have to worry about money because you have a regular job.
How long am I going to be stuck in this regular job?
Actually, I wouldn't look at it as stuck. I would look at it as this is a client that's going to be one more arrow in your quiver that you can brag about their success that you've contributed to.
But I guess what I should say is how long before I'm independent of somebody else providing me direction and paycheck?
As soon as you get the kind of attention that what you've created on the internet needs to have, you'll know. I mean, because as soon as a company calls you up and says, okay, we have 5 movies coming out. Would you review them? Would you help us promote them? And then you'd be able to say your fee. And whatever your fee is, then if that is more than what you make in, say, 3 months at a regular job, then that would give you financial permission to say, okay, I'm done working a regular job. But what I'm telling you here is the biggest thing that you have that's working against you is instead of the process, because there's going to be a process here, you're trying to rush to the result.
Yeah, I am tired.
Okay.
I know I'm supposed to respect the process. I know there's a process. I know that things happen so that you can build. My spirit is just tired. That's all.
Okay. And I get that. I totally get that. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that these two people, there's two men that you're going to be working for. One's kind of a really easygoing, fun to be around. This is not going to be a torture job. This is going to be a job that you actually really like.
Okay.
So go in with the idea that it's divine timing. Don't make it happen. Let it happen. Because it's going to happen. Do you see what I mean? I know you're anxious, but I'm telling you that if you can create an identity that people start associating you with this particular, say, movie review site, and that you promote your movie review site to the point of it's on the first page of Google. And then when you're talking to the film and media and arts industry, say, well, you know, this is my blog, and it's on the first page of Google, and I did that for myself. I can do that for you. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's going to take some time for you to get there. You can't.
Okay,
it won't happen overnight, but it will happen. All right, girl.
So,
gotta go. Thanks for calling. All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lisa.
Hi. Oh, hey, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, I am having a phone interview on the 28th at 7:30 in the morning, my time. And
okay, that's Wednesday.
It might be. Yeah, I have it on the calendar. It's on Wednesday. I've got it on the calendar. The 28th. And
right.
I've talked with the company a couple of times already. They called me because I had sent them a letter of interest. And if they approve me on this interview, I would have to go to many states away for training, and then I would work inside my home once I secured the position.
That's awesome.
Does the energy, does the energy come up as a yes on all of that, on all the steps of the process?
Here's the thing. Is my overall impression of this interview and you and the job says, yes, you're going to get the job. All right? Let me start with that. The interesting thing here is that there's a part of you that's resistant to their process. It's like you're resistant to drinking the Kool-Aid. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
I need to invest in my provide for myself in the 14 days of training, and I'm willing to do that. And so I wanted it to be, I mean, I look at it intelligently as, you know, I could do it until I'm 100 years old. And so I'm looking at it as a long-term investment for myself. And it's an excellent company. I mean, it has, you know, star rating on the NASDAQ. I mean, it's just wonderful. But I have a lot of fires in the iron at the same time. And so the initial outlay for my taking care of myself, while I'm up there for training, I have to pay for everything myself. And I'm the one that volunteered to do that. You know, then nobody's forcing me. And so, you know, the training, they'll pay me for training and stuff like that.
Well, see, here's what I'm seeing, is that it's you finally made a decision to sort of jump into something that is going to provide you with an ongoing income no matter what happens, all right? What's really interesting about your cards is that, you know, I only draw 5 cards when I do a reading for somebody here on my radio program. 3 out of the 5 cards you've drawn is the number 7, okay? Now, you also have the major card number 7, which in traditional tarot is a card called the Chariot. And I'm going to explain this card to you because I think it totally sums up the question you're trying to ask me, is that this card shows a gladiator, and he's guiding 2 horses. One is white, one is black. He's not looking at the color of the horses or really so much how he's being moved forward in the chariot. He's just loosely holding the reins. He's got control, but he's not obnoxiously stressed out about it. He's just holding the reins to these horses, and he's guiding his chariot toward his goal, right? So if you think that the black horse is evil and the white horse is good, he's using the powers of the good and evil around him to move him forward. So what I'm seeing here is that you're very pragmatically using what's available to you to move you forward. And I don't know how in any way at all that could be bad.
Okay. Well,
so here's the thing. Any step is a good step. Now, what's funny and what the universe might throw at you is a curveball, that as soon as you get completely trained for this new job, one of the other irons you have in the fire might actually decide to spear a marshmallow.
I know.
So I'm sticking with your metaphor there. I'm just telling you that could happen, but it doesn't mean you stop processing what could happen moving forward. In other words, when the universe wants you to have attention someplace else, you will be offered something that is better than where you are. But any movement right now for you, Lisa, is better than none.
That's the way I'm looking at it. Thank you. You're validating what I'm reasoning in my head is so far, you know, I mean, with this particular situation where they're calling me for the interview, the doors have flown open. I've had no, I mean, they've mentioned some obstacles, but they're willing to work with them. And
okay, see,
on the other
then it sounds to me like you got this handled, and I'm going to move on to my next call. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Helena. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Helena. What's your question?
About money and getting through the next 30 days with my financial situation.
Let's see what the cards want to tell you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't see an issue. I think you're going to make it. I think that there's either the job or something coming your way that you really need to have happen. And this is saying use the power of coincidence and awareness to draw to you what you want. Okay? Now, I was really touting this movie about a month ago called The Shift. Have you watched it?
Yes.
Dr. Wayne Dyer?
Yeah.
Okay. I would watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one out there on the internet that's, I think it's the Power of I Am. That's another Wayne Dyer to watch.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, is that I want you surrounding yourself with the energy of any minute things can change for the better. There is, seriously, it's like I want you to look at today, every day, for the next 30 days, as though today is like Christmas Eve, that you're anticipating something fabulous tomorrow. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That you are in this anticipation and awareness truly present in the moment. Now, it doesn't mean that you hole up in your house and wait for the UPS guy to deliver what you want to you.
Right.
It is instead being way more active. And specifically that you have a card here of people that owe you favors. It's a card of reaching out to anyone that owes you anything, whether that's a favor or money or they borrowed something from you. It's time to call in your favors. So it's also time to check in with people that you may have worked with before and ask them if they could be a reference for you.
Mm-hmm,
but what I'm seeing here is that the most important thing is don't take on any burdens from anybody else.
Mm-hmm,
so don't take on responsibilities from somebody that there's no reciprocity. Do you see what I mean? Like, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine has a party every summer. It's a big barbecue. And when I asked, you know, who was coming to the party, and she left off a few names. And I said, oh, so you're not inviting so-and-so? And she says, no, you know, so-and-so's never invited me to her house. So, no, I'm not inviting them. There isn't any reciprocity there. Do you see what I mean? So
I kind of want
you to have a little bit of that attitude, too. Don't do things for people that it doesn't seem like the relationship is equal. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
All right, my friend. But I think you're going to be fine, and I think that you may be calling me in about 2 weeks to tell me some good news.
Good. I look forward to that.
All right, my friend. All right, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling. See you later. Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the San Diego area code. Hello, 619. Who's this?
Hello. Thank you. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Well, I have to move. I only have 2 weeks notice, short notice, and I'm expecting some money from a job-related situation. Do you see?
Donna, sweetheart,
yeah.
I'm barely able to hear you, so I don't know if your mouth is away from your phone.
I'm going to focus on the phone.
That would be lovely.
Better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure. So I have to move in a couple weeks, and the funds aren't there. Do you see me getting the money that is owed to me soon? You see that coming to me soon?
Well, I see money coming to you, but you're going to have to be a bit of a bitch to get it.
Okay.
I'm saying that very directly.
Yeah.
That you're going to need to make a phone call and say this money was due to me in August, and you still haven't paid me. And I really don't want to have to go to the newspapers that you guys aren't paying what you deserve people to have.
Yeah, well, it might be something. It is like the hold up is they do like a background check, and so and once that's approved, then the money can come through. So I'm thinking, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, that has to do with like the department is just. I mean, it's like a dead end. I don't even know.
Okay, but something sounds really squirrely here.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Donna, something doesn't sound quite legal here to me.
Okay.
And that's part of the reason why I'm saying that in order for you to get the money that you need, you may need to be a bit of a bitch to get it. Because if you've done something for somebody and they owe you money, why is there a background investigation involved for you to get it?
It's like for a caretaking, so they want you to be all certified.
Okay, that's what I don't understand. If you've already worked for them and earned the money, why do you suddenly need to have a background check for them to pay you?
Oh, because what happened was I took on a client and then what happened was I had to go through the process of registering and doing all this stuff to be certified, and it's taken way longer than it. You know,
okay, but that's you're still missing my point, Donna.
Yeah,
I understand if you've already done work for them, there should not be a background investigation involved before you get paid. And if there is, somebody needs to bring that up to the labor board.
Yeah.
Because if you've already worked for them and you've already worked a certain number of hours and they owe you money for working, then you need to collect on that.
Yeah.
And for any future jobs, wait a minute, for any future jobs, I can understand that you might need to pass criminal background investigation.
Yeah.
But for the job you've already completed, they owe you this money. And that's where I'm talking about. You need to be a bitch about getting this money. And it means that you've already finished the work. They already thought you were good enough to do the work in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all right,
I can raise thank you so much.
Yeah, I want you to stir up the pot.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Easy. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's always a pleasure. I speak to you maybe about once a month. I'm the one that's always doing a living caretaking situation and having issues.
Okay, say what? I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name's Pat.
Pat. All right, Pat, what's your question?
You've helped me with living situations. I'm in a new one. It's essentially a dream job other than the daughter-in-law. Other than the daughter-in-law that is literally raising my blood pressure. It's very difficult with her. But in talking with her, she now says she thinks she wants to send the father-in-law somewhere else. I'm struggling so hard to make this work. This is my third job.
Okay, wait. I think that's where you're tripping yourself up. Don't make it happen. Let it happen. Whatever it is, don't make it. Let it. Because what I'm seeing here is that if you start speaking language that shows the daughter you're on her team, which is, well, you know your dad better than anybody, and I trust your opinion on what you think is best.
Okay.
Because Pat thinks you're fighting her. And it's
really?
Not you, but it's not you. She would think anybody in that position was fighting her. And the thing is it's easier for her to put him in a home than to have him stay at home. Do you see what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so what you do is you say, now how long have you been in the job?
About 8 weeks.
Okay, it's the thing is that her father is happier with you there than if he would be, because he's in his own unfamiliar environment. So what you say is, you do know the best for your father, but I do think he's getting along pretty well. And you can even say, if you really want to be confident that this is going well, you might want to put some cameras around that I don't know where they are.
No, she just wants her life back.
Okay, but see, the thing is if you're there helping out, she still has her life back. Do you see what I mean?
She doesn't. She doesn't feel that way. I hear you, and I'll think about that. But she's had him here for a year and a half, and she wants someone, other family members, to take him. Or, here's the other question. If she sends him to this place called Essex Meadows, she said they have caretaker apartments attached. So I just wanted to see if you saw, would that be a possibility for me? I'm just sort of...
Okay,
I appreciate what you're saying very much.
Okay, what I'm getting here is that let me do the thing you're afraid of. You're afraid that she's going to come in any day and say, "Pat, I'm sorry, this isn't working out. You're done. I'm going to move my dad to Essex Manor or whatever the name of the joint is." And you say, "I totally understand. You know your father best. I totally understand. I just want to let you know it's been a delight working with y'all, and and I hope someday down the road that I have a chance to work with your dad again, because he's really a great guy." And then what you do is you haul your ass over to Essex Manor and you say, I've been a caretaker for some of the clients that have come here, and I'm sure some of them would recognize me. I'm wondering if you're looking to hire and see if you can get a job there.
Okay, but she's saying that I would go with him.
Okay, well then, that's not a problem.
No, do you see that possibility?
What I'm telling you is that she's a good woman, and it's not that she doesn't like you.
I know.
Okay, so you need to trust her a little bit more than you are, because she's not an evil shrew. She actually is. She's tired of the whole situation. It has nothing to do with you. So yeah, if she says, well, we want to bring you along, then she's the one that's going to pave the way for you to get the job there. So how awesome is that?
It's fantastic. I'm just, because I'm so worried, I just wanted to know, do you see that that possibility may happen?
Okay. Yes. And I guess that's what I've been trying to tell you all along. And I want you to watch the Wayne Dyer movie, The Shift.
I've watched
just watch
it, and
that
I'll
movie.
Watch it again.
All
right, watched it, and I'll watch it again. And you gave me good advice. It sounded like I wasn't listening to you, but I was. I hear you.
Okay, girl.
So thank you.
All right, my friend.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, a little tickle in my throat there. All right, got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl.
Hi, Pearl. I haven't heard from
How
you in a while.
I know. I keep missing you. I get your email updates, and then I think, oh, my gosh, that was an hour ago. I keep missing you.
Okay, so what's your question?
Well, I'm kind of wondering when I'm going to be, what you see for me career-wise. I've been doing not career, and I'm looking forward to a career soon as my time comes available more and more.
All right, so I have a question for you. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do to fill up your day? You still there?
Well, right now, I'm taking care. Right now, I'm taking care of everybody else.
Okay, no, that's not what I asked. If money was not an issue, what would you do that was? I did ask it that way, but I'm going to now ask it a different way. If money was not an issue, what would you do that was fun, enjoyable, soul inspiring, and awesome to fill up your day?
What would my play be then? So I think I would make jewelry.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's say that the next job that you take on is something that teaches you what you don't know. So let's say the next job is maybe you work for a jewelry manufacturing company, or you work for some place like a Michael's or a Joann's where they actually do instruction on how to make jewelry. Maybe what you do is the next thing you do is something that just provides you with a little bit more money so that you can have more freedom to your schedule, say, like real estate.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you here is that the biggest thing that you need to consider is that it's about jumping in with both feet to try something new instead of waiting for it to be presented to you. So in your case,
okay.
It's a make it happen, don't let it happen. It's a make it happen. And every now and then I say that, make it happen, don't let it happen. So if you have certain goals, like let's say you want to have a couple $1 million in the bank so you can retire and do what you want, then maybe the choice would be real estate, because real estate is a way for you over the next few years to actually make that kind of money. All right, my friend, I have to go. I just looked at the time.
You are so good. You are so good. I just got my real estate license, but I've been handling my mother's estate.
Yeah.
My mother's estate, and you didn't know that. So, but I haven't had time for me because I've been doing things for everybody else, and it's still like things are stagnant right now.
No, they're not stagnant. You're just going to start jumping in and getting yourself involved with what it takes to be an awesome real estate agent. I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas. or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
You need help. You need answers. and I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!